PCS Union Elections, Huge Support for Chris Ball, Marion Lloyd, PCS National Executive Committee, Personal Capacity, The PCS Civil Servants Union elects its Assistant General Secretary, AGS, every 5 years and its National Executive Committee annually. The ballot for these positions takes place the 16th of April to the 19th of May. At the close of nominations, Socialist Party member and current AGS, Chris Ball, had received 87 branch nominations. Socialist Party members Marion Lloyd and Dave Simple received nominations for re-election to the NEC. All three will be standing on a platform which includes full support for the union's 2019 pay claim of 10%, £2,400 a year cash underpin, and a return to national bargaining on pay, and conditions full support for the pay ballot for strike action to support the claim, which takes place the 18th of March to the 29th of April union. Officials to be accountable through periodic election. All major decisions to be made through the elected lay structure's commitment to the removal of all barriers to equality at work, within the union, and in society more generally. Support for the election of a Corbyn-led Labour government, but with the right to support candidates who support us before his election as AGS in 2004. Chris Ball was a leading rank and file left activist in the union for many years. He played a direct and major part in democratizing the union, and fighting the right wing. Chris has successfully stood 3 times for re-election as AGS. He stands this time not only on his record as an activist, but also on his achievements as AGS. These include green jobs and climate change, challenging discriminatory employment practices, and helping to stabilize union finances following Tory attacks on Chekhov. Chris is the left unity candidate in the AGS election. He faces a challenge from 2 other candidates, one a member of an ultra-left group and the other a non-left unity member and union full-time officer. The 87 nominations for Chris Ball shows the widespread support he has among the union's lay activists. They will fight for his re-election and that of the Democracy Alliance next late.